Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good morning. It is Friday, April 26th. It's 5 minutes after 11. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So there have been some protests spreading across college campuses. They're in place now on more than four college campuses across the country. You've got some going on at UCLA, Northwestern, of course, Columbia, Harvard, Brown, UT in Austin, University of Michigan, MIT, and now even IU. And it sounds like it's being reported that there is a IU faculty protest that is happening right now on the campus of IU.
Man, can we just talk about the obvious here? When you look at, over the past decade, the direction, and this pains me with every fiber of my being to say, but when you look at the direction of Purdue University and you compare it to the direction of Indiana University, and I'm talking almost like universally across the board, Purdue is this well-oiled, respectful, you know, kind of hub of decency machine, and IU is a complete dumpster fire. I saw where Purdue just kept the tuition freeze going for whatever it is now, like year number 13. Mm-hmm. This crap just doesn't happen at Purdue. Like, their kids go there, they get educated, they go out into society, they produce, and that's what you know Purdue for, like really smart kids. And now Purdue's sports programs are light years in many cases. Look at the basketball program compared to IU. And this is the crap that goes on IU's campus on a, it just seems like, a consistent basis. These are the sort of things that IU is in the news for.
So students yesterday at IU were holding that protest calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They were doing that on Dunn Meadow. And when I saw that, and I even texted you, I said, If that happens at Purdue, I'm going to lose it. And
So just a point of clarification. Your kid was denied a graduation in high school because of COVID.
Exactly.
She didn't get to do the walk or the whatever.
Nope. She did the whole mover tassel in our family room.
Yeah.
Because she was the high school graduating class of 2020. So she actually never had a last day of high school. It was just one day they went home and they never came back.
Now, I would have been fine with this, but this enraged you, right? I would have been totally cool with, great, I don't have to go back. Wonderful. However, the graduation thing is more for the parents and people anyway, right?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a bummer. You work, you know, all those years. You don't get that kind of that closure, that finale, whatever.
You get the diploma.
Yeah, you do get the diploma, but
Wait. We're just going to skip over this. I always took it that the graduation, the walk thing, that ceremony, the cap and gown, was more for the parents, like something for them to go to, or your grandparents, or whoever helped raise you, like some semblance of pride. You think kids are like super excited about a 5-hour endeavor where they got to sit there and listen to some boring ass professor or whatever give some speech that they're going to forget?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for them to be with all of their friends and say one last goodbye and hug and do the things that high school kids do. Now, you got to keep in mind, we're talking about, this is the class that were born right after 9/11. So their entire lives have been different than anything you or I ever experienced, because they were born right during or after the 9/11 aftermath. So they had a different upbringing than we did. The high school graduating class of 2020, many were denied a high school graduation because of COVID lockdowns.
Wait, they weren't denied a graduation. They were denied a graduation ceremony. They got the diploma the same way I got my diploma.
Correct.
Okay, Kev, you get to be a neutral arbiter here. I maintain most of these kids don't give two craps about walking across the stage. What do you think?
No, I don't think they want to sit in the sun.
Yeah.
When we had our ceremony, it was really hot, and the only thing I was looking forward to was the cigar afterwards. Like, that was the big deal to
That's
me.
Before Todd right? Young ruined everything, and you used to be allowed to smoke a cigar at 18 years old before Todd Young. No, I get what you're saying, Casey. It's incredibly depressing, and there are probably kids who really do look forward to it. And I'm just having some fun with you. It's complete crap that they weren't allowed to do that. But you're very concerned this could happen again at Purdue. They might shut the graduation down like they have at other places because of these lunatic protester people.
Well, I'm not concerned that it'll happen at Purdue, but on the heels of USC yesterday announcing that they're canceling their main graduation commencement ceremony due to safety concerns, it's like these are the same kids who many didn't have the high school graduation ceremony, and now they're not going to have the opportunity for their traditional college graduation either. I mean, that stinks for them. That is awful for them. Years and years of schooling, and it's just like no closure at all.
Now, I did not go to my college graduation because that sounded like an incredibly long, perpetually boring affair. And I just went to the bursar's office or wherever you'd go. And at a certain point, they were like, your diploma will be ready. And I graduated.
Or it'll get mailed to you.
Well, I graduated in December, and then March, whatever, they send you an email or whatever they did back then. And they're like, your diploma is ready. You may go pick it up.
And let me edit what I said. It stinks for the kids who aren't participating in all of these protests. And it stinks for the parents who aren't encouraging them to do that.
But in a weird way, they're the victims of the same thing, which is society is being overrun by idiots and maniacs. In 2020, there was zero reason that high school kids, because every piece of data we have about COVID now is that young people, almost universally, now that some young people who had some sort of, you know, kind of unique comorbidity not normally associated with young people, okay. But the overwhelming amount of people 18 and under could have totally continued their daily existence and been 100% fine. They could have gone to school each day. They could have gone to their high school graduation. They were derailed. This was derailed by idiots and lunatics who were totally out of the realm of reasonability as it related to the response to COVID. Now the same thing is happening where their college graduation is being derailed by idiots and lunatics mm-hmm. who are behaving out of the realm of reasonability, and we keep placating it.
The one thing I did see on Florida State University's campus is they were turning the sprinklers on to disperse the protesters.
And is that the new fire hose?
Yeah, and then the protesters were putting chairs or things on the sprinkler heads to cover them, and then other kids on campus were taking the chairs off the sprinklers so the sprinklers could continue to be used. And the one thing you mentioned Purdue specifically. The one thing that I do have an issue with Purdue on is that they required mandatory vaccinations before you could get on campus. And there wasn't three different checkpoints for those incoming freshmen that they had to prove their vaccination. And they could only be accompanied by one other person as they were moving onto campus.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second, because this is what we do. We share our lives on the show. Your family has suffered some health-related issues that you now believe are exclusively related to that vaccine based on two relatively healthy people mm-hmm. having the same issue.
That seems to have been accelerated. The time and the date of it makes me question it.
Well, you should, because what is very interesting to me about all of that is your husband and your daughter got the vaccine at the same time in the same location, and you did not get that same vaccine at the same time and same location, and you do not have the health issue that they have had.
Correct.
That's not a coincidence, Casey. There's zero way you're going to convince me. And what really sucks about that in the case of your daughter is she felt compelled to get it because she wanted to go to college.
Yep, and that's what I'm saying. That's the one thing that, you know, I really have an issue with.
You should.
What Purdue
it's
did.
Outrageous.
They did lead the way on a lot of fronts when it came to reopening, but they still required all the masking. They still required the vaccines and all of that.
So what's interesting about that is my wife, it would have been her, she graduated early, but I guess you'd call it her senior years. It took her 3 years or whatever to get through. But her final semester in college was that COVID, whenever COVID hit and all this stuff. And they were trying, because her degree is from Purdue, they were going to try to make her, even though everything went online, they were trying to force people into getting vaccines to even participate in the classes, period. And like that was a thing where I don't think they formally, but they were trying to pressure people into that. And we had to have a long conversation. Obviously, we weren't married at the time, but we had to have a long conversation about, she was like, what do? I don't want to get this vaccine. And I said, then you may have to accept if they institute that you can't graduate mm-hmm. and you're going to have to outlast it and go back later or whatever. because, and that's pathetic. Like, that's so stupid. Everybody was, all the classes were online. It was from home. I mean, the whole response to all of this was utterly ridiculous. And the response to this, these Hamas lunatic people is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. These people think that the Hamas would create genocide if they could. At any minute now. So why are you sticking up for them? I don't understand that. But
why do you think it is? Why do you think you have a college-age daughter? Why do you think these people are behaving in this fashion?
Because they're uninformed, misinformed.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, you look at the video of those one girls that reporter was talking to, and she even said, I don't know what we're protesting, and turned to her friend, what are we protesting? It's like, it's something to do.
So what's the pushback? Because the effective pushback when you're dealing with young people rarely comes from adults. Like, I've had this theory, and it's interesting to see it start playing out as I have a child, a very small child, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, that you have a finite amount of time to dictate the path of your kid as a parent. Like, who your kid is and the life they've been exposed to me, it always seemed like by the time you're 10 years old, like, I was raised to be polite, respectful. You know, there will be punishment if you misbehave, you be honest, you know, all those sorts of things. But that was ingrained in me from the time I was a small kid. So the time I was 10 years old, that's who I was, and I largely became a notorious rule follower the rest of my existence because that's who you're raised as. I wonder, there was a point there, I wonder if the influence and the stoppage of this is going to have to come from the kids themselves, like people your daughter's age who are going to have to say, look, a-holes, we're sick of you ruining this for everyone else, and we reject you. We publicly reject you. Because when it's these people are being arrested or removed or sprinklers turned on them, they almost look at it as like some sort of badge of honor, like the man, the Zionist man or whatever is coming to get me. I almost think it's going to have to come from the students who just say, we've had enough of it and we're tired of you lunatics ruining everything for
and
everyone.
That has happened on some campuses. So I hope you're right. I mean, hopefully
it's crazy.
I don't understand. And these faculty that are now getting in on it as well.
Can we talk about how old Melania Trump is when we come back? It's her birthday today.
It is her birthday today. Yeah.
She's very well preserved.
We need to talk about that and also King Charles, what's going on with him.
All right.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So she's going back to work Monday after being on maternity leave, and this is my girlfriend. I call her Twitter Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
But she texted me, and she said, what pop does Rob drink, and what floor are you on? I said, he drinks Pepsi, fourth floor. And then she sent me a screenshot of something being delivered, and she said, boom.
Okay, so let's little kind of preset for people who weren't listening to the show earlier today. Mm-hmm. I had a just kind of a meltdown crisis moment where it came to my attention. No one had informed me of this, but the vending machine, and we've had a long love-hate relationship with the vending machines in this building, that the vending machine that housed the soda had disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like, it was gone. And I then went on a quest to try to find where it had been moved to. And then sweet Steven, who runs the front desk, told me, no, they're all gone. There is not a single solitary vending machine in this 7-story building, which has to be some sort of human rights violation.
Sure.
The UN.
Right.
You know, probably needs to investigate this. The Council on Human Rights needs to do an investigation. I can't believe OSHA is not just parading men in hard hats through this building to find other acts against humanity. But for the moment, that doesn't do me any good. I can't get to the 7th floor anymore. They cut off our access to that when Smullyan sold the company. So I can't try to badger that sweet lady up there who used to sell me reasonably priced pop. Mm-hmm. And so I was just basically stuck here being a miserable SOB for the remainder of the show.
Yeah.
And then sweet Courtney, I'm holding this up on the YouTube feed for everyone to see, sent me, Casey, a bag, a delivered bag to the front desk of the little Pepsis.
Yeah.
What size are those? What are they?
Was it a 20-ouncer?
Yeah, 20-ounce. Thank you. Yes. And so I now have, for the next several days...
Oh, bless you,
20, Courtney. 20-ounce Pepsi. So for the next at least 4 days, Casey.
I know. You'll be in a good mood.
You're going to have a pleasant working environment, and that is all.
She felt my pain and was like, I need to help a girlfriend out so that her working, because when your working environment is disturbed, that really means my working environment is disturbed.
And we've been through this numerous times. Like, I am... And Kevin and I were talking about this before the show. Like, compared to the work Carl has to do for Tony or Allison has to do for Hammer and Nigel, we ask nothing of Kevin. Kevin is just stealing money from Urban One
pretty much.
This point.
Yeah. It's like he works for the government.
However, I am a pretty neurotic person in the sense of I don't like my stuff. Like, I need my stuff to be where my stuff is. Mm-hmm. And then when the stuff is not working or operating, like yesterday, we had a little equipment malfunction. And Casey was trying to help. And I wasn't the most pleasant person in terms of her trying to help because somebody was an inconsiderate jerk and didn't put the thing back where it was supposed to be. And then I just spiral in my own way. And I need like 20 minutes to unspiral myself. And it just and we were behind the whole day because of that. That is my one, I mean, that is my one major issue is when stuff is not where it's supposed to be. It really, really, really bothers me. And that vending machine no longer being in place and someone not notifying me that the vending machine was not in place.
You were counting
on
it.
It was disruptive of my entire day. However, I could just not be a lazy ass and bring my own sodas in.
Right.
However, now I don't have to do that.
I know, because of Courtney.
And here's the
She's amazing.
I have priced soda here recently, and she didn't even, and I would have been fine with it if she'd have gotten, like, it's the Walmart cola. Right. That Pepsi, there's like $93 in Pepsis in that bag.
She went all out.
So to Courtney, our very fabulous listener and Casey's bestest, oldest friend, I can't thank you enough for this.
I just want you to realize what you've done, because I started this by saying she's going back to work after being on maternity leave.
Oh, I wasn't even listening to you. Is that what you said?
She's facing the high cost of child care
absolutely.
Now. Dipped into that savings to make sure you had a damn Pepsi.
That's a sacrifice.
Right?
Now, that's one way to look at it. Here's the other way to look at it, okay?
Please, how else are we looking at this?
We provide so much joy and love and entertainment and happiness.
Yeah.
Just take away the great political insights that people aren't going to get anywhere else. And we do this every single day.
Yeah.
Basically out of the goodness of our hearts.
I thought we did it for our paycheck. Because that's what they hired
Also
us
maybe
for.
That.
Sure.
But let's face it. And while we're eternally grateful to listener Courtney for doing this, she's really still getting a hell of a deal.
You know she's going to call in this favor.
But she's
one
getting
day.
Me performing at a very high level for the next several days. And she's really just, she's really just invested in herself, Casey.
Right. Like I said, she's going to call in that favor sometime. Rob, I need you to do this for me. I brought you Pepsis in your time of need.
Yeah, she felt the love that you spread on the air.
Exactly.
It's like a transfer.
Oh, totally.
Love.
Yes. Well, we owe this moment of rainbows and happiness to Courtney. So thank you for being so loyal
can
to us.
Can we talk about this? And it was totally worth it. But can we talk about when we come back how old Melania Trump is?
Yeah. You think she's old? Old?
Well, no, how old she is.
Okay.
Like, not as in she is ancient. Also, real quick before we go, what do I do with these Pepsis? Because I guarantee
you,
if I
can't trust those in the fridge.
If I leave them.
Yeah. You're going to have to take them home with you today and be responsible to either not drink them all weekend or bring
That's
them back.
Well, don't Hammer and Nigel have like a mini fridge?
Do, but then I'd have to wait until I get into their, because they don't get here until whatever it is, 10:30
or
whatever.
And they lock their doors.
They might use it to mix their drinks too.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them either.
Yeah. You might have to be responsible for yourself this
Here's
time,
Here's the
Rob.
Thing though. Maybe I could leave them in my office and then I could just freeze them when I get to work. I think that's maybe what I'll do.
All right,
we'll figure it out. Thanks, Courtney.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
All right, so we got to to talk about how old Melania Trump is. But before I do that, Hammer and I had a real quick back and forth during the break.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got this conundrum now where listener Courtney brought me these Pepsis.
Yeah.
Which was very, very nice of her. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. I believe that the people that work here on the weekend might actually steal one of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's the thank you. Matt Hiblin, our boss, was like, people wouldn't steal from you.
No, of course they would.
He was like, you should just put a note on it. I said, that's pathetic that I got to put a note on it.
Your government steals from you every single day.
Why would I think my coworkers would take from me? So we kind of got this conundrum of, I got these Pepsis now, which will get me through the next several days. Mm-hmm. But how do I keep them cold? And I'm just leaning towards, hey, maybe I'll just keep them in my office and then I'll just freeze them Monday when I get in. And then I'll just have to wait a little bit before I drink them. Mm-hmm. However, Hammer made a good point, which is they have those mini fridges, and him and Nigel have those mini fridges.
Yeah.
And he was like, just get yourself a mini fridge.
Yeah, they're like $100.
Well, that's what he said. And then I said, that sounds like a lot of money for me to spend, though. So I'm thinking,
I'm more concerned about actually bringing the mini fridge up to the fourth floor.
Well, that's point. Yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it would be. I don't want to have to lift that.
Physical labor.
That is. You'd get in the elevator and then you'd pull it with a dolly or, I don't know, Hammer got it up here. Point is, though, maybe our audience would step up and someone would provide us a mini fridge.
You could get a sponsor for the mini fridge.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And then you'd be set.
You'd probably still sell those at like garage sales, though, and things like that you could do that too. The problem would be getting it up here. How do we maneuver that thing up the numerous flights of stairs we have to go to get up
right,
here.
Right. And, you know, I'm not going to break a nail helping you out with your Pepsis.
So I don't mean to seem ungrateful that I'm moving on to the next thing after just getting this gift.
Right.
But if someone would like to bestow upon us.
You know what this is? This is like when you go to remodel the kitchen.
Yeah.
You start with one thing and that just leads to another.
Absolutely.
You know, redoing the floors,
you know,
you need new cabinets.
The women had a mini fridge. Mm-hmm. I guess they took that with them when they left.
And why wouldn't they? It was probably theirs.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe they might want to gift that to me. But apparently I looked. I thought, is that thing still there? And I thought, no, it is no longer still there. So anyway, we can get to Melania Trump's age. I just, again, want to say thank you to listener Courtney. Mm-hmm. And if anyone is in the mini fridge business and they're like, you know, hey, mm-hmm. you guys do a lot for us. Here's a mini fridge.
Yeah.
You know. We're not going to complain.
Hey, you know what? They can only say no, right?
And then you could freeze things like candy bars and
doesn't
all
hurt to
sorts
ask.
Of options.
Listen to you with your sugar rush you need every morning. You're talking Pepsi and candy bars. Why don't you put some fresh fruit in
Drink
there?
Drink a lot of water today. Fruit has all sorts of sugar in it,
Well,
Casey.
I know, but at least it's natural sugar.
Oh,
sugars.
It is. No, wait a second. Now, you the other day, you were just like, have you ever seen a lemon at the store these days? They're like infinitely bigger they were when I was a kid in the 50s. Look at how big they are now. 50s. It's got all sorts of GMOs and stuff in it. Now you're like, you should get some fruit.
It's true. I'm trying to help you be healthy.
On one hand, eat this GMO-infested lemon. On the other hand, it'll be great for you.
All right. So, Melania Trump. Donald Trump, do you have that clip audio? All right. Here's Donald Trump wishing his wife a happy birthday.
Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it. I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. It'd be nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse. It's a rip trap. Terrible.
It's a nice guilt there. I'd like to be with her. Instead,
oops,
I can't.
Have you ever forgotten your husband's birthday or your anniversary?
No.
Ever?
No, never.
Has he ever forgotten your birthday or anniversary?
No, but for our 25th wedding anniversary, you know where we spent it.
Where?
IU West.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's when he had one of the aforementioned procedures that we had talked about.
Right. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's...
The gift was that he's still with us.
It's, yes, yes. And you tell him that every day, no mm-hmm. doubt. You tell him something every day. Maybe not that, but something. Okay, so that is, in terms of the relationship, mm-hmm. forgetting someone's birthday or anniversary, that's an unexcusable thing, right? Like, there's no coming back if you forget the anniversary or the birthday.
Yeah, that's kind of a biggie. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you have loved ones around you so they can say, I'm glad you're here.
But you know my theory on the birthday, that the birthday should not actually be a thing.
It should go to the mother.
It should, because the mother did all the work.
Right. But I think it's a nice way of acknowledging someone's presence and saying, hey, I'm glad you're here on Earth with us.
Sure, but I'm saying like the cake and the presents, and it's one thing to say I'm happy you were born. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. But having now been through the birthing process, mm-hmm. I can assure you that kid did about 6 inches worth of actual work, and then the doctor helped her with the rest. My wife is the one who did all the actual work.
Right. So when you celebrate your daughter's birthday, you should also celebrate G's birthday.
Yeah.
or that, celebrate
work
G4.
Day, her work day.
Right.
Happy work day.
Right. That's her labor that she put into it. Okay, so Melania Trump.
Are you surprised how old she is?
I guessed it. Exactly.
She's very, well, then you backed out of it.
I did.
You lost the, so Casey guessed the right number, then second guessed herself.
Because I thought if we were playing by Price is Right rules, I thought it was going to be over.
Well, and I thought you
so
had
I
it
hedged
right.
My bets.
So then when you guessed the right number and then went to a different number, I went one above you because I thought you were right anyway, and you were right. She is very well preserved. She is 54 years old.
She's beautiful. Yeah. So I said, I think she's 54, but I'm going to guess 52.
I was just trying to do math based on when she was a model. And so I went off of that, and that's kind of how I got a ballpark of how old she actually was. But you look at her and she does not look like someone who is 54 years old.
So Trump's spending the day in the Manhattan criminal court trial, right? What do you think he does for her birthday? Like us normal folk.
Well,
I get a card. Maybe flowers or maybe a gift, smallish.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement that it's my birthday. That's nice.
Uh-huh.
I don't need a bounce house. I'm not a 12-year-old. But what do you think Donald Trump does for Melania? Especially, what does Donald Trump do for Melania while he can't be with her because he's in court for a hush money to
star? Thank you. You went there. That's where I was going to go. He's in court because he gave money.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Well, I think he gave her the money. I don't think there's any dispute, right, whether he gave her the money or not. Well, let's just for these
for
purposes.
For the hush or not.
Say yeah. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Gave money to a porn star that he
quiet.
Had an affair with.
Yeah. So what kind of gift do you have to, I mean.
And keep in mind, the guy who's testifying right now, the pecker dude, his whole, what? That's his name. His last name is Pecker.
I know.
And he's a man.
I know.
Thus, he's the Pecker dude.
I know.
David Pecker, essentially, I believe yesterday, testified they bought that Karen McDougal story that Trump was having an affair with her as well and agreed to squash that story.
Yeah.
How do you think that goes over?
But I'm curious, like, what do you give her then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there anything that he could give her that would soften this?
I
don't think so.
I have not asked for a birthday present, like an actual thing, like something I want, stuff, you know, I can't remember. I don't know, 14 years old, 15 years old. It's like, I got money, I can buy it. My parents did. And my wife, I've given her very clear directions. Don't give me things for my birthday. My parents did a couple years ago put together a scrapbook basically of my entire life.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
A narration of it. Like you lived here. This is the house you were born in. This was the address. Here's how long we lived here.
Did pictures?
Yeah, pictures inserted in there too. That was one of the best presents I've ever gotten. But in terms of like, I'm going to get you a thing. I don't know. It's been forever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because again, if I got money.
Well, I think there's a certain age that you stop
not a lot
getting
of money, but.
Presents from your parents.
Is there?
And then like, your spouse takes
Kev
over.
Looks over there like, not
Are
me,
you still
not
getting
yet.
Birthday presents?
Yeah, I asked for a big wheel tricycle, and it was the best 27th birthday of my life.
27th.
By the way, you had a birthday over the last weekend, and we didn't even really wish you. Did we wish
he
you?
He wasn't here.
You guys personally, what you guys texted
but
me.
But not on the air.
No, I don't think you. No,
well,
you
it was
mentioned
on Sunday.
It. You mentioned it.
Yeah, and this is the big one. It's 29. Yeah. This is your last year of unaccountability.
I know.
Make it count.
Yeah, after 30, it's just you have
it's
no
all
excuse
downhill,
for being
Kevin.
A complete degenerate scumbag.
Yeah,
Kevin.
I'm going to have to control myself when I drink now.
All right, coming up next, Susan Beckwith is going to join us.
Yes, and she's going to give us tips on spa etiquette with Mother's Day coming up. This is very appropriate.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big Mother's Day gift. You'll learn how to behave next.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Susan, looks like I'm losing. I Oh my goodness, it is that time, and we do it each week. We wrap up the work week, Casey, sending our audience into the weekend with the tools necessary to be better members of society.
Yes, and I have to give props to Susan Beckwith, because I was someplace recently, and clearly there was a person within this waiting room who did not listen to her etiquette tips and could have greatly used them.
Did you go up and tell them who you were?
No, I wanted to, as I sat there thinking, rude.
Did you just write Belle of the Midwest on Facebook and hand it over to her?
We need to get like Belle of the Midwest gotcha cards.
We do, absolutely. So yeah, we do this every Friday. We wrap up our work week with our own former Miss Indiana, Susan Beckwith, and we pick a different topic, and it's how to be a better, more productive, more decent member of society. All right, I think this topic this week is going to be very interesting because Mother's Day, Casey, is right around the corner.
That's right.
And you know, it's really hard sometimes to buy for your mother, especially as a dude.
Yeah.
Because what do I know about women, right? I mean, but one of the overreaching universal gifts that appears you could get that would make any woman happy is a spa day.
Oh, you got that right.
And in lieu of that likely being a gift certificate of some sort, a gift many mothers are given, Susan said, let's do spa etiquette.
I love it.
So she joins us now on the WIBC hotline, our former Miss Indiana, Susan Beckwith. All right, Susan, spa etiquette. There's like rules for the road when you visit the spa?
Yes, you know what? There are protocols that are good to keep in mind. I recently had a visit to the Woodhouse Day Spa. So if you're in Hamilton County, that's my very favorite. But I had received a gift certificate when my sister had passed from a very dear group of friends had gone in on that together. And that was wonderful. So I was finally able to use it. And so I was just noticing some things that are really kosher that I thought this would be helpful, especially because I do feel like a lot of people are going to be receiving those gift certificates for Mother's Day. So, yeah, let's go over a few of them.
All right, number one, what's the number one rule of spa etiquette that all the women who get these gift certificates need to be thinking about? Or if you're a man who's giving the gift certificate, this is what I'm going to do, Casey.
Reminder.
I'm going to write the rules on the back before I give it to Gabrielle.
When you use this gift card, make sure you follow these rules.
What's number one?
This is very basic, but it also causes a lot of problems when you're not there on time. Mm-hmm. So punctuality for any appointment is really important, and that includes your spa appointments as well.
Well, that's really to your own benefit to be on time, because if you're a few minutes late, that's cutting into your massage time or your spa time.
Absolutely. I've never been late to one of those.
Right, exactly. Soak up every minute.
Hey, church or a parent-teacher meeting, Susan's 30 minutes behind, but if it's spa day, she's right
early.
On time, sister. Okay, number two, what rules for the road?
Okay, so if you from the gym, you want to make sure that you shower beforehand. So just being mindful of that. So you're not coming in stinking. So be mindful of taking a shower beforehand.
These seem like very basic things, Susan, but yet it is probably a commentary on our society that you have to tell our massive audience, hey, be on time and don't show up stinking.
What? That's what I feel like Casey was alluding to. I feel like a lot of the things that we review each week are so basic, but then I go out into society and I think, nope, there's still people to reach and good reminders.
Susan Beck with our guest. It is Mind Your Manners. We're doing spa etiquette, and we're doing this in lieu of Mother's Day right around the corner. A lot of moms will be getting these spa gift certificates. How strong a flex would that be, Casey, if when you hand your mother the gift certificate,
you write
these rules that Susan's going over with us? Somebody from the WIBC audience is going to do that. You totally know that. All right. Well, so we've got don't show up late, don't stink. What's another rule for the road at the spa, Susan?
Well, respect people's privacy. You know, there is an opportunity, like at least at the Woodhouse. I don't know how other spas operate, but there's like a waiting area. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you'll have several ladies in there, and most women do not want to talk. They just are there to unwind. And so, you know, just kind of respect their privacy and don't try to chat it up.
Yes, it's like the quiet room.
Yeah.
It's the room before the really, really quiet room.
Yeah.
And I think you probably want to add to that list, don't have your phone going with all sorts of loud videos or music or loud conversations.
Absolutely. That was the next one.
Okay.
It's not only a disruption for you, but mm-hmm. it's a disruption to those around you. So just being mindful again. I mean, I feel like punctuality, cell phone use, these are ones that go over it again and again, but I feel like they're the ones that get violated over
and
over.
Can we come back to the last one? So what? Are you saying there's people who are in a spa and they're in a room in a towel with a bunch of strangers and they're like, hey, what's going on with you?
How you doing?
That happens?
No, they give you these amazing robes. And so then you can have tea or water. They mm-hmm. give you snacks. It's a very nice ambiance. So, yeah. And I wanted to also say.
But wait. You're telling me there's people who are in a room with a bunch of, let's just say it's in a robe.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a robe in a room with a bunch of strangers and you're like, hey, what's going on with you?
How are you doing?
And there are like women that want to talk and I don't want to be rude, but I'm also like, this is my moment to have some silence. I am
serenity now.
Oh my gosh.
No children.
That just made my day that there are people who actually have so little self-awareness that they're trying to talk to complete strangers in a bathroom.
Yeah. or make some sort of social media post. Yeah. You know, like, look where I am. Good for you. Don't include me.
All right, Susan, we got time for one more. What's the last thing people should keep in mind when they're going to the spa day or giving mom the gift certificate to go to the spa day?
Want to make sure that you have budgeted to tip appropriately. Mm-hmm. So again, the standard really is 15% to 20%, but I always try to do the 20.
Now, I will tell you, the dude has given me gift cards to the spa before, and he always includes the tip.
Oh, yeah.
And he lets them know, so they let me know.
Oh, yeah.
He gets extra brownie points for that, because then there's nothing for you.
Right. I walk in, I get the treatment, and then I walk out. So that's really nice.
Okay, so let's review here. I can't believe we have to tell people these things, but this is what we do on Mind Your Manners.
Yes.
You have to show up on time to the spa. Don't show up stinking. Don't, when you're in your bathrobe.
Engage with strangers.
Conversations. Don't leave your cell phone on blast. And be respectful and give a decent tip to the people that performed the procedure. Did I miss anything?
You nailed it.
Ah, bingo.
Have you ever been to a spa, Rob?
My wife made me go when we went on our honeymoon.
Oh, did you love it?
Well, it was like one of those, you know, at the end of the movie where they catch the culprit and they've got people dragging him away as uh-huh. he's screaming, I would have got away from it, away with it if it weren't for you kids
Meddling
and that dog.
Kids. Yes. So you didn't enjoy it
or
you did?
It was fine. It's just not, you know how I am.
It's not about, your wheelhouse.
You know how I'm about being around humans.
Well, that or slowing down the pace for just a minute.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
All right, Susan, tell us about your very fabulous website and Facebook page, Belle of the Midwest.
It's a great place to get in touch with me. I received a really interesting question from a listener that I can't wait to share, but I've asked her permission first, so I'm waiting to hear back. But it is quite the conundrum. So I love when I receive correspondence from listeners. So be sure to submit those. If you don't follow me on social media, you can find me at Belle of the Midwest on Facebook as well as Instagram.
Belle of the Midwest, bellthemidwest.com. Find it on Facebook. Susan, before I let you go, I love that you ask people's permission to share stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our rule here is if you send it, you know it could end up on the air, mm-hmm. and we just rip roar with
That's
it.
That's on them.
It's good. It's quite the conundrum. I've actually been trying to mull over what is the best protocol in that situation because it's kind of complicated.
Ooh, this sounds juicy.
Here's the rule. Casey will back me up on this. They know your media.
Uh-huh.
If you send it to the media, you should expect anything you send to the media, unless
right?
you specifically say,
Don't share. Mm-hmm.
It gets shared. Susan Beckwith, you're the best. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. And that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kevin. And thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. This has been Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.